Thanks, Vic. Joe, first and foremost, it's good to see you back in the building. How was your offseason?
Man, it went really well, man. I got to chill with my family a lot, chill with my girl. So it was really good.
Now that you're back in the building, what's it like getting acclimated to the new system?
It's cool. I mean, I really like the coaching staff, and the system isn't too difficult to pick up. I mean, once you finally get the basis of it, I mean, everything just starts to go along with each other.
What's it like working with your new position coach?
I mean, I like him a lot. Really good coach, and he teaches us well, and he's very personable. You could talk to him about anything, and he's very passionate, and he wants our defense to have identity, and I really like that a whole lot, and it's just a pleasure to work with him.
Speaking of passion, your defensive coordinator Ray Horton played with a lot of passion back in his days. What are you taking away from his message?
He just wants us to just come, go after people. I mean, and I love that a lot about him. I mean, he's pulling up tape when he's showing us the defenses that we're running now. He's showing how the Cardinals ran it, and just how they come after people, how they like to attack the quarterback, how they like to put pressure on them. And that's good for me, because that's a lot of just wobbly footballs coming in the air.
Early this week, we got a chance to go in the locker room and watch you guys work out. You've been hitting the weights really hard, doing power cleans with strength and conditioning coach Brad Roll. What's it been like working with him?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, when we first came the first day, I wasn't expecting it to be that much of a difference, but he's going after us. He's trying to make sure that we're going to be definitely conditioned, have our win right, and definitely going to be a lot stronger. This offseason program is by far been the hardest so far, and it's only been 3-4 days.
Now, what do you try to work on during this time of the year?
Right now, I'm just trying to definitely just get bigger, stronger, and get my win together. Because during the season, you don't really lift too much for strength. Like, during the offseason, that's when you really try to get your strength up, get your conditioning together. Because when the season starts, you're just trying to stay healthy. So now you're just trying to get big, swole. You can get sore, and it's going to be okay. Because during the season, there's no getting sore. You don't really want to do that too much. So now is when we're trying to get big, strong, and fast.
Another important piece of the puzzle is bonding with your old and new teammates. What's it like getting to know these guys?
It's really cool, man. You just got a lot of people coming in, like Crew, the new D lineman. I met him, and we actually went to the Cavs game yesterday together. So just getting to kick it with him, just getting to know him a lot better, show him around the city. I mean, it's really cool getting to know new players. I mean, you got to know who you're playing with. I mean, they're good players, and you just really want to know really what they're about. And if you know a person, it makes you want to play a little bit harder for them.
And lastly, Joe, as you head into your fourth season here, just the overall picture, what is your mindset as you gear up for the season?
My mindset is definitely on a leadership role now, and that's something it's changed a whole lot since my rookie year. It's my fourth year in the league. I'm comfortable with the position. The coaching staff is really comfortable with me. Even though we just met, the management is comfortable with me. I'm comfortable with them. I know my way around here, and I feel just comfortable. So I feel like I need to be able to take people under my wing and show them the ropes.
Well, Joe, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward in the offseason.
Oh, for sure.
Back to you, Vic.